Welcome to The Public Storyteller. My name is Michael Stock with Dr. Karen Neal. Karen is affiliate professor at Florida Atlantic University and a professional storyteller. Hi, Karen.
Hello, Michael.
What story do you have today?
Here's a story from Oriane Shalev.
It was just the craziest thing that could have happened on the most regular day. This was two summers ago on a Friday night. In the Jewish tradition, what we do is we get together for a Shabbat dinner with our family, friends. Shabbat is the Jewish version of Sabbath, and everyone just comes to sit down together and talk about the week and life. And so that same evening, I wanted to go out to a party with my friends, and so I asked my parents if we could just drive to our family friend's house in Delray Beach. That was the estate that was going to be hosting the Shabbat dinner that night. So I asked if we could go in two separate cars, and they were absolutely fine with it, never had a problem. So as we leave the house, we are heading over for the estate, and I go ahead and I park behind them. And like I said, everything was very regular and usual. We went inside, we said the Kiddush prayers, we ate dinner, we cleaned up after ourselves. And then when the dinner was over, I went ahead and asked if I could be excused so that I could go to the party. My parents had no problem, so I went ahead and I left the estate, and I was walking down this quarter mile long driveway. And as I was approaching my parents' car, I was parked right behind them, I hear this very loud, very disturbing growl. It was just the scariest thing. And immediately after that, I heard hissing. And in a pattern, it was growling and hissing and growling and hissing, and it just didn't end. And at this point, I'm terrified because I'm not sure what creature is making this noise. So I pull out my phone and I turn on the flashlight and I shine it by the grass, and I don't see anything special on the grass. I shine it by the river that is bordering their estate, and I don't see anything in the river, nothing's shining. And as I'm passing the flashlight back towards the other direction through the driveway, the spotlight catches this big reptile foot with long grown nails. It was very, very distinct, and you couldn't miss it. And I just froze there for a few moments. At this point, I realized what it could be, but I didn't want to believe it. So I took a step back, and I bent down a bit to my left, and I flashed the light completely under my car, and under the entire span of my car was this big alligator. And I was so amused. It was just growling. I couldn't see its eyes, but it was just sitting there under my car very calmly. And so after a few more moments of shock, I stood back up and I ran back towards the estate, through the doors, and I come to my parents. And very calmly, I was like, "Mom, Dad, there's a gator under my car." "What?" They were so confused. And I was like, "Yes, yes. So, you know, when I was walking to my car, I saw a gator, and it's under my car." And so my dad and about five other guys from the dinner party just all take out their lights and run outside, out onto the driveway, and lo and behold, there's a gator, and it's under my car. And so they go ahead and they call animal control. Animal control takes its time, about 25 to 30 minutes. And during that time, the gator did not move. It was just making this incredible pattern of growling and hissing. And at this point, I realized it might have been sleeping because it did not move, not an inch, since we discovered it. And so when animal control arrives, they do ask for the cars parked behind and in front of my car to move out of the way in case the gator were to go off in any direction, that it wouldn't hide under another car. And so they did that. My dad hopped into the minivan and just raced off. And so They take this long metal pole animal control and they nudge the gator out from under my car and it sticks its head out. And the minute that they do that, they take the same metal pole and it turns into a sort of leash with a plastic ring on the end, and they tie it around his head. And as they're tightening this leash, the gator is wide awake and he's upset. And so this frustrated gator, he just starts flipping and making these chaotic motions. He was not about to be restless. He was going to fight to get out of this leash, but it was very secure. And so after about 5 minutes of thrashing back and forth, this gator had calmed down. And so quickly they took this tight black tape, taped his mouth shut. They took one of their jackets and they threw it around his eyes so that that way he wouldn't see that they were, you know, taking him. Then they tied his hands and legs behind his back, kind of like a hog tie. And they take this massive 8-foot gator and just toss him in the back of the truck like he's nothing. I can only hope that this gator did live a peaceful life in a swamp and that he was released humanely. But he didn't take anyone's feet, you know, and we were all blessed for that, that he didn't wake up when we discovered him. We all, you know, remained intact in one piece, and he didn't hurt anyone. And so that same night, after the gator was taken away, I ended up going to the party, and I told my friends what had just happened, and they didn't believe me, not a word. And I told them, listen, I don't believe myself either. Craziest night.
Orion Shalev with a gator encounter.
Now you know, Michael, when you find a gator, you know step by step exactly what animal control will do.
I have a friend who's a longtime Floridian who told me that every time there's a large body of water, odds are there's a gator in there.
I would say you don't even need a large body of water. You can have a semi-small body of water. We have had a number of gator stories on the air, and they never cease to fascinate. We go throughout our days thinking, as Orion did, we know what to expect. She starts the story by saying the craziest thing that could have ever happened on a regular night, right? We think we're in our normal world of strip malls and paved roads, and we think we got this covered, right? We think we're in civilization. And then something comes along to remind us that we're not in control every moment. And South Florida reminds us that we are not the natives here. At least most of us aren't. The people who were here long before the Europeans and the Asians came, they really are the natives.
She went through a lot of emotions in the story, but ultimately she's very lucky. This could have turned out really bad.
She goes through a number of emotions, shock, and then calm when she goes in to tell them, but she's also afraid. She doesn't want to wake up the gator. I think she handled herself really, really well, given the circumstances. She was very careful. You know, I was taught in New York City, you look under your car because you don't want there to be somebody who's going to mug you. You don't want there to be a mugger under your car. I don't know if I've ever been told, look under your car for a gator, but since hearing this story, I will.
No, you won't. But that was such a large gator. It was a shock to everybody.
Yeah, and she described it really well with the long nails, the big foot, the flipping, the growling, the hissing. She used the word chaotic. She used the word thrashing. And I really think she captured everything that we would feel in that moment. I, for one, felt right there alongside her.
I've never been that close to a gator. So I can't imagine what my reaction would be.
Well, thankfully, she began the story and ended the story by using the word crazy. It was crazy. It wasn't tragic. It was just very memorable. So memorable, in fact, her friends didn't even believe it really happened.
Thanks for bringing that story in, Karen. You have a festival coming up?
There is an Urban Stories Festival taking place on Clematis Street in West Palm from January 27th to 28th, a two-day storytelling event to share experiences and celebrate diversity. And the website for more information, urbanstoriesfestival.com. And I hope to be there.
Thanks, Karen. If our listeners have a story they'd like to share, how can they get in touch with you?
Send me an email to cneil, N-E-I-L-E, at fau.edu.
Our website also has contact information as well as archive stories at wlrn.org, Click Radio, and The Public Storyteller. Thanks, Karen.
Thank you, Mike. I'll see you next week.
Dr. Karen Neal is affiliate professor at Florida Atlantic University and a professional storyteller. My name is Michael Stock. The Public Storyteller returns next Sunday.